When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy birthday, Mr. President, also Savannah.
It's just the horses throwing themselves against the walls of their prison.
Happy birthday, oh happy birthday.
Hello and welcome to... Wow, I've already fucked that up. Already here today, right here in this moment on this day.
We haven't even been like, what? No. How many episodes into season four are we?
I know,
four
it's
at
crazy.
How do you forget your own intro?
I know,
you're
right?
The one that says it, like literally 99% of the time. I think I've said it like once, actually, yeah.
It's the imposter syndrome of being out in public doing this. I think some people just have
They're
like a blind
all
confidence.
They're all watching. I hope you know everybody's
Stop.
Head
I'm
turned
gonna have a panic
the
attack.
Moment we started.
Yeah, it's a
and
lot.
And all eyes on me. In the center.
Just like us. But hi.
It's Brittany, bitch.
To the Sav and Sean show. I am one of your hosts, Sean.
And it's me, hi, your other host, Sav. I was going to say it's Brittany, bitch, but
oh,
I already made that joke, so I should have saved it.
I'm screaming if this is our show.
Classic me jumping the gun on a good thing.
You know who did jump the gun sometimes a little bit? Katy Perry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tom Cruise, like Top Gun.
Oh.
Jumped to Highway the top of the gun.
To the danger zone. No, Katy. I mean, California Girls was a bop, but then we had like Firework and that was a vibe too.
Mm-hmm.
But then she came up with that birthday song, which I guess... If
the
you,
birthday song.
Yeah. If you like it sweet, you could have your cake.
Oh,
make it like your birthday every
whoa,
day.
You just like, I forgot like that song existed.
I know, right?
You like plucked it from a different timeline and brought it back.
I just want to know who, as like a producer, decided one day that they were going to be like, oh, hey, so here's what we're going to do.
You know what's old news? The birthday song.
Well,
hundreds of years old. Get rid of it. Next, the national anthem. We're taking that with us too. Replace that with Firework.
The same guy who did like Cha-Cha Slide was like, oh, well, we have to have something on the playlist. It's like Cha-Cha Slide, The Dougie, Soulja Boy.
Cupid Shuffle.
And then we have the birthday song for Katy Perry.
And I almost said WAP, but that's not right. It's the...
Let me see you. Yeah. Turn around and I don't know.
Is that WAP? Was that WAP before WAP was
oh,
WAP?
Oh, wow. WAPception. Hello.
The WAP that WAPed before WAP WAPed.
Who would have thought?
That sounds like a Dr. Seuss novel. Which, isn't February Dr. Seuss month?
Oh my God, you're so right,
is
actually.
It? I haven't been that. In school in so long. I have no one to remind me.
A teacher. But this is
out,
teaching your children,
shout
folks.
Out to Dr. Seuss. The reason I know as many words as I do is yeah. because... I think a lot of the words I thought I knew were not real words at a very early age.
And you're a lyricist, so this all makes sense. Poetry,
the
lyricism.
Rhyming scheme, I owe everything to Dr. Seuss.
Truly.
Like most elementary school children in America right now.
Oh, February. Oh my God, but also this month, and I love how we made it seem like a certain thing, there is a child who is full eye contact with me right now.
Yeah.
And I'm hesitant to turn and look at
we
it.
Should ask her a question.
No, that would absolutely require consent from parents.
They're watching and laughing.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're yeah. enjoying it
again,
a lot.
Again, the imposter syndrome.
Which is good, though. At least they're not, like, weirded out.
Right,
because,
right.
Yeah,
it
like,
could be more awkward than it actually
like,
is.
Now we look, like, mysterious and interesting. Like, what are they talking
right.
about?
Hello. Oh, wow.
How famous are they?
I don't know. Somebody asked me.
No, you're don't fine. Apologize at all.
Oh my God. But I think I might die. Anyway, February. Speaking of the opposite of death,
February.
And birthdays.
February is one of my favorite months. And I'm sure I've already mentioned this countless times at this point. It's
right.
my birth month.
Birth
so
month.
So I'm feeling really empowered this month. I feel like overly cheerful this month, which
yeah.
I think makes up for the fact that I'm not cheerful the other 11 months out of the 10 months out of the year. I love Christmas time.
Right. So, she's making it up with a full calendar month.
Yeah, exactly. So I have to shove all of the joy that I experience in a whole calendar year into this 28-day month. But this year, baby, I get a whole extra day of joy.
Exactly. Which just so happens
to
be
the most important day.
The actual day of her birth, ladies and gentlemen.
I am a unicorn in that sense. I am immortal. It's the only thing that makes me special, like on paper specifically. Everything else is objective, but like specifically, like you can say that's pretty special, mama.
Yeah. If only for the fact that conversationally, the moment that you show an idea to anybody, they're going to be like, oh, how old are you really?
No, you know, I've actually never really had anyone ask me that question except for one gentleman at the liquor store a few years ago.
Oh, really?
It was several years ago, maybe three or four, not several, a handful of years ago.
Yeah.
Again, I'm immortal, so just time, it doesn't exist to me like it does for you normal people.
Right.
But he's the only one that's ever asked me, who's ever like stopped and did a double take of like, oh my God, because people normally will just check the year.
Yeah.
And people don't really pay attention to stuff like that, which is funny to me too, because when I was younger, sorry, mom, you're finding out this way. Ooh. Who am I joking? She doesn't listen.
I'm screaming. Again, with the not listening, Becky, you gotta get in on this, babe.
I did maybe alter my driver's license when I was young and reckless to get into a bar.
Oop.
It was a gay bar, if that helps at all. It wasn't like a gross dive bar. That wasn't worth it. It was a gay bar and it was Latin night. So like I was getting in, mama.
A sly.
And it was in Atlanta. So like, I was definitely getting in.
Oh, double a sly.
I employed the skills of my friend who was an artiste from the art school that we were at, who color matched the font of my numbers of my birthday on my license and changed the 6 in 1996 to like a 0 to make me older.
1990?
Right? Yeah. So but my birthday was February 29th, 1990 for like a while until it eventually scratched off.
Oh my
but
God.
I didn't realize until way after the fact that that was not a day in 1990. That didn't exist.
Oh
but
my God.
Nobody ever caught it. They always would just look at the year.
That is
always
insane.
The one time I used it.
Right. That is crazy, actually. And they said that art school would have no positive ramifications. Excuse me.
It's so funny. I have a very strange relationship with my birthday because leading up to it all month, I'm like, it's my fucking birthday.
Yes.
I am so powerful. It is my birthday. I can do anything I set my mind to. And then the actual day comes and I cry all day.
Well, yeah, the birthday blues, mama.
Yeah.
I say that it's worse than New Year's, TBH, because...
Oh, I don't get sad on New Year's. I always feel a sense of joy and wonderment and excitement. That's a lie. This year, I felt it. Last year, not so much.
I don't know. For me, you sort of, like, you have to reflect on everything that you've done and then sort of, like, correlate it to, like, whether you feel like it's been worth it. And so, that's a little wild. And then I feel like it gets compounded around birthday times.
I don't really get sad around New Year's for those reasons, but I get sad on my birthday for those reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, even last year, I worked on my birthday, which I've never done before. I always will take the day off. But last year, nothing was really happening and I didn't really want to do anything for my birthday.
Yeah.
So I just worked anyway and I cried all day. It was
not
like so
day.
Weird because I like wasn't sad.
Yeah.
But it was like anytime I would talk to anyone at work, they'd be like, how are you? I'd be like, oh, I'm good. It's my birthday. And then I would just cry.
Well, I mean, hey, that's how you get inquisitive. That's why people ask you questions.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't even know. I didn't really have an explanation was the thing. I was just like, it's my birthday. Yeah, and so I think we had dinner and then we went out to a bar and then...
That's crazy that that was a year ago. It feels like it was low-key kind of yesterday.
I hadn't even moved yet.
Yeah, you were still over in that other place on the edge of the world. That's bananas, bruv. Do you have anything that like... you really enjoy doing around birthday time? Like you do it every year? Because I know like something's changed, like the events and stuff, but do you have something?
Well, cry always. You got to get a good birthday cry in, whether it's a gratitude cry or just
I can't believe I made it another year.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm still alive. Whether it's a gratitude cry or like a happy cry or a reflective cry. I think a good cry is important. A good release of emotion.
Right, catharsis.
If you happen to feel inclined to do so. I'm not saying it's required, but like sometimes I am realizing in my growth over the years, I didn't cry over anything for a very long time.
Yeah.
Because when I was younger, it was always kind of like, you're being dramatic. Don't make a big deal out of it, blah, blah, blah. So I think I took that with me for a very long time of like, I don't cry over anything.
Right.
And now I will cry over any goddamn thing.
Absolutely.
Like the smallest little fucking thing. And it's always happy things too. Like it's not even sad things. It's people having happy moments. It's people getting big wins in life.
Yes.
Like I weep. I weep.
I'm just so happy for
I'm
you.
I'm just so happy for everyone else. Yeah. It really is the case. But then also it's like, I just want to do something where it's like a big win. And then
I want someone else to cry for me.
Yeah, but it's like, I cry over everything now. It's kind of ridiculous. I'm so soft.
But I like that. The transition from a hard-ass bitch to a soft bitch.
No, I'm still a hard-ass bitch, but now I do have emotions.
But with some vulnerability.
Fragility. No, I'm not fragile. I am sensitive and introspective.
I get sensitive around birthdays. And I also cry a lot too. But I think because like acts of service, we talked about this too. Like birthdays are people doing nice things for you. Acts of service really get me in my heart and my soul all the time. And so like birthdays really, really compound that. And I'm like, the moment you bake me a cake, mama, I am in tears. You guys made me that coffin cake for that funeral birthday one time. And
I did not make it. I believe that was Casey and Megan, or Casey and Fabiola and Megan. I know they had a hand in the cake. I just provided the decor. They rolled up with the cakes, and I was literally blown away by it. I was like, this is far better than anything I could have created.
Honestly, the best birthday that I've ever had in my whole life.
It was a great birthday.
That was really amazing. Can't thank you enough for that. But I wish that could be a tradition.
Can't thank you enough for my funeral-themed birthday.
Funeral-themed birthday. Well, that was so great. I mean, I think we probably talked about this on the pod before, but like the fact that you could have a group of friends over a small... That's another thing, too, because of like an offhanded joke. Me being like, well, schedule my funeral for the next day, mama, because I'm going to be fucking dead after I party so hard. And then plot twist, it was my funeral. People showing up in all black. They're fucking... They prepared eulogies.
Not just showing up in all black. Coming into the party, weeping, going, I can't believe he's gone. Like, really committing to the bit. Because, what else do you expect when you hire?
I don't have friends.
They were all paid actors. Sorry to tell you this, sir. When you invite theater people or artistically inclined people, like if you tell them there's a theme, like they're gonna commit to the theme.
Yeah,
I wasn't even that committed, and it was my house that was hosting the party. I think I wore like a black t-shirt. Yeah. I didn't have funeral garb. I didn't know we were going that deep into it.
And it ended with a photo shoot too.
In my pool.
In your pool.
Guess who wasn't in my pool?
Her.
Me.
Because why would you get in your pool
at 12 o'clock at night?
I'm just like a fun and quirky boy. I'm just fun and quirky. Oh my God. But the cake was great. The party was great. And it was just really, really fun. And I think also too, like, I'm not a big cake fan, but...
Am I a cake fan?
Pull up in the sugar butter flour.
Well, speaking of which, Sav and Sean are in the field right now.
Oh, we're at a bakery right
because
now.
Because we wanted some cake.
Yeah, we did.
For our birthday.
And then
our
didn't
birthday,
get cake.
My birthday. We didn't get cake, but we got this lovely little pastry.
Exactly. Hold on. Let me present this to you. Hold on.
Happy birthday.
Please
to
don't.
You, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Mr. President, also Savannah, happy birthday to you.
This is a half-eaten apple fritter we've already gotten into. It's not cake, nor is it a donut. It's a fritter, but we're going to call it that and many more. Thank you so much. You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
I couldn't tell you the last time I had a birthday party besides my 70s themed party, which was a time. But I remember as a kid, I had some swell birthday parties.
Oh, you
let
did?
Me tell you. My mom would go all out for my birthday parties.
Yeah.
I had a Minnie Mouse themed birthday party because my whole room was Minnie Mouse at the time. I had different rooms every year. Kind of, we would redo my room every few years or so when my taste would change. So that was Minnie Mouse.
Subtle brag.
I can't remember though if this was before or after Minnie Mouse. I had a Barney themed birthday.
Oh.
And
Nightmare
this,
fuel.
This kind of goes, I think this maybe is my birthday blues a little bit, if you will. I loved Barney. Okay. Like,
well, he's a dinosaur from your imagination.
I loved Barney. I would do anything for Barney. I believed Barney's word as the gospel itself.
So did Selena Gomez.
I knew every Barney show, movie, song, friend, you name it.
Yeah.
Barney, 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 Barney. Fucking love Barney. Number one Barney fan. Me. Okay. My mom even made, this is one of my most treasured possessions. I think my mom still has it at her house, I'm hoping, because it's a VHS. So I'm hoping she still has it.
Yeah.
One of my most treasured possessions. I hope I still have it. But my mom, like, sent into one of those places, yeah, like, a picture of me, and they put it in, like, a movie with Barney and friends, like, on a little animated person. It was called My Party with Barney, and it was me with Barney. And it was the best. I watched it all the time. Anyway, like, it was literally me with Barney. I could not get over how they got me there when I was always here. How am I there with Barney? Wait.
Okay.
Cut to my birthday party.
Yes.
Barney themed.
Right.
Of course. Okay.
Of course.
To my astonishment and amazement.
Yes.
Barney himself rolls up to my party.
Wow. Okay. A celebrity sighting.
Looking back on the photos, maybe it was Barney's third cousin. Okay.
Not the third cousin.
In my mind, twas Barney.
Okay.
It was Barney. I was the coolest kid in school. I was the hottest ticket on the block. Like, Barney came to my party. Like,
I was that
I am
bitch.
Above everyone on this street, right? I'm so thrilled that Barney is at my party.
Yeah.
That it's really the only thing I can remember. I don't really remember my dad not even being at my birthday party. This was before my parents got divorced, mind you. So I was like, not even crossed my mind, though. And I was a daddy's girl when I was a kid. So I was
foreshadowing.
Like, as far as I was concerned, it was Barney. Yeah. And dad just wasn't
there.
Cut to there's a certain point in the party where Barney is really overheated.
Yeah.
And also, Barney is not Barney
what?
As I've once thought. And Barney takes his head off, and it was my dad.
Stop.
Who had rented a Barney costume for my Barney themed birthday party, and he took the head off to like show me, like, hey,
Hi, it's me. I came to your party.
And I screamed.
Rightfully so. That's
and
terrifying.
And sobbed because I thought that Barney had eaten my dad.
And then your father had what? Decapitated him? God, nightmare fuel.
I thought that Barney had eaten my dad.
That is insane,
And
bro.
Then I never watched Barney ever again.
And somewhere there lives a VHS tape that exists. Which, by the way, what I assume to be like a, hey, happy birthday, Savannah.
like the most automated. I tell you, probably, yeah. But in my mind, he was talking to me.
To me specifically.
It was me.
A clip art photo
my
that
party
goes in a slide.
With Barney on a little animated body. My party with Barney. Mine.
Barney loves you. Savannah. That's bananas. I can't. Savannah bananas, huh?
It's like the end of the ET ride.
Oh, God, not the end of the ET. Thank you.
Sean.
Oh, there used to be a thing back there with the ET ride where you would give them a fake name.
Oh, yeah. I give them a fake name every time.
Every single time. Every time. Because they can't know you. They'll find you.
Correct.
That's
how the government finds you.
Bro.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my birthday trauma and birthday blues and birthday memory all in one.
I love that.
Like one and done for me. And I think that's why I haven't had a birthday party since.
That's fair. My favorite birthday that we've ever done is the time we stayed at the Nightmare Horse Farm for your birthday.
See, you call it the Nightmare Horse Farm. I call it the Horse Ranch of Wonder, baby. Oh.
Tag yourself, yeah. Nightmare Horse Farm, Horse Ranch Full of Wonder.
I mean, look at the material.
Truly.
A tiny little cabin with a pasture of horses,
right,
and a donkey. I think there were cows and chickens too. Were there other animals, or was it just horses and a donkey?
I feel like it was just horses and
or
a donkey.
Maybe dogs or something.
Because
I feel
the
like
guy
there
wasn't
more.
There, so we couldn't actually
yeah,
go and do
but
anything
like,
at
I
all
mean,
in the first place.
It was secluded, but also not so secluded that like if we were, you know, in an emergency, there was no one around.
Was no Wi-Fi, but like you could call 911 if it was necessary.
The interior was cozy. There were a lot of horse decorations and memorabilia, but like quaint.
There
warm.
Was a cute loft with
very
steep stairs.
The ceiling was too short. I did almost concuss myself probably two or three times. And then the horses beating themselves against the walls of the stable at nighttime, that was a little spooky. Well,
and also because you're dead silent, right? You just hear like
the wind
rustling and then a loud whinny and tag yourself loud whinny.
Please walk into the stage.
Loud whinny. And then a knock and then you're like, what the fuck is actually happening here?
And the guy's like, no need to fear. It's just the horses throwing themselves against the walls of their prison.
And aren't we all really? Aren't we all just horses?
I'm a wild horse.
A stallion, mama.
Wild.
And a cherry tree.
Oh, not at all where I was going.
You know, they can't all be winners, and that's fine. And that's fine. We've already talked about my, like, most traumatic birthday. So
the one that Michael Farber destroyed.
And Michael Farber.
I think my goal this my goal this season is to see how many times I can name Michael Farber, specifically myself.
Please do.
Because, like, he's your character, but, like, I want to integrate him into my timeline now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just try to see how many. We have to have a Michael Farber tally. Okay?
Like a count?
Yeah, a Michael Farber count.
Hold me accountable.
Comment
watchers.
Your predictions below. How many times do you think I'm going to say Michael Farber this season?
I can't wait. No, but, and then I think the only other party that is really, like, notable today is when I was around, like, 16 or 17, I was one of those fucking weird kids where, like, we had it. And remember how we talked about how I was bullied? I kind of get why. So. I remember being, like, 16 or 17, and, like, a group of us would wear, like, formal wear to school on, like, Tuesdays or Wednesdays every week, where we would just dress really fancy and nice for school. I know. Look. No, I'm just kidding. Stop. I'm being
when you
vulnerable.
Say formal wear, like, was it, like, a button-down and a vest, or are we talking, like, a three-piece suit?
I'm talking, like, a button down, a vest, a full tie, slacks, nice shoes. And we thought we
but
were
with your backpack still, right?
Yes, we thought we were serving. We thought we ate. I think somewhere in my Instagram feed, if you go back far enough, you could probably find a photo. It's crazy. But we were just trying to be, like, little adults. It was wild. And the girls would do it too. But at the time, it was, like, during the infinity scarf craze. So that was, like, mostly the focus. It was, like, one floral dress from Francesca's and an infinity scarf that wrapped around eight times in 80 degree Florida weather. And they were eating. But, and I thought I was eating, I was not eating. But anyway, so my birthday, I was like, what do adults do? I'm 16 years old, I don't fucking know. My parents are divorced, they don't know where I am. I don't know where I am.
I haven't seen them in years.
In years. Each one thinks about the other's house. Classic parent trap. So I go and I'm like, sushi. Sushi is the vibe for my birthday.
All adult people get sushi on their birthday.
Exactly. So I go.
Oh my.
I just, like, choose a couple friends and we go out to the sushi bar again in full formal wear, thinking that we're eating. And we did eat, but we hadn't ate.
What do you mean? You did eat but hadn't ate.
We ate sushi, but we weren't eating. TM.
Okay. Yeah. They didn't eat, but they ate sushi.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was just the most, because most birthdays, unless they're really good or really bad, I don't think about very much at all. I think my last birthday, because we were together, I think. I think I worked or something. We were together. And then the birthday before that, I was in D.C., but I had to come and officiate a wedding on the 19th. Because I'm an officiant. Don't forget. I'll do your wedding. I'm fun and charming and cool. Also, I love weddings.
But we're talking about my birthday.
Birthday specifically. Wow, I've totally railroaded you. I'm so sorry.
But, you know, so that's cool that you do weddings, but, like, I'm not getting married. It's my birthday. So, like, what do you do? Do you have a birthday package? Or, like, do you have a birthday tradition now that you're older that you like to do for yourself because you're kind of in control of your birthday plans? Or what
actually,
do you like to do?
Yeah, I sort of made a decision, and I think it was the year of the wedding, where I just got, like, Indian takeout and just, like, ate my butter chicken in my bed and went to sleep early.
Wow.
And so
happy birthday.
Considering that I'm a fucking goblin, there are so few times that I actually go to sleep early. So it's sort of a nice time to be able to, like, actually do that. But so now I think I also did that last year, like, went and got some delicious Indian food and just chilled solo.
Sometimes it's all you need.
Yeah, it's a time for reflection.
I'm always alone. So, like, sometimes it is nice to socialize.
With people.
Yeah. But also, like, when I do so, like, for example, you and I have been friends for a very long time.
We have.
There was a period, nary a few years ago, where we really needed very little reason to go party, right? Like, it was like, it's Monday at 4:30. Let's go.
Let's do it. And then we could justify it however we wanted.
It's Tuesday night, karaoke night. We'll be there. It's Wednesday.
Also karaoke night, different bar.
Let's go. You know, like, we really needed, the bar is empty. Let's fill it up. Like, there was really nothing to keep us from going out anywhere, right? Which, admittedly, we did get into some trouble. Yeah. We had some good times. I am amazed that we are alive after some of our adventures. Anyway.
Last time I checked.
I went out a few weeks ago with some friends from work for my coworker's wife's birthday.
Yes.
And we went to two different bars. Mm-hmm. The first one, we were not very long. We got some food, a couple of drinks. We did a shot of tequila, I think, for the wife's birthday. And then we walked to the other bar because they were within walking distance from each other.
Oprah says never go to a second location.
The second location, mind you, We went after work, so we also got there at like 11. So yeah. like it wasn't like we got there at 8 and then closed out till last call. Like we got there at 11 at the first bar, then went to the second bar at like maybe 12:30 or so, 12:30.
Yeah.
And then we stayed until 2 when they did last call and then we left, right? When I tell you the next day, I sat on my couch all day because I literally just could not, my brain.
Yeah.
Fried. My body toast. I was exhausted. And it wasn't even like I was like, we like did anything crazy. We were just sitting.
It's just the threshold
just enjoying
is so
some
much lower.
Friends and good company. Like it was not a big deal. We didn't go karaoke. It was the bar had lights on. Like we could see each other and we weren't screaming at each
what
other.
A dream.
Like it was a very lovely time.
Yeah.
You would have thought we fucking clubbed in downtown all night long. By the way, I reacted on Sunday. I like literally like I don't think I did a thing on Sunday. And I went to work the next day that I saw my coworkers. They were like, yeah, I was a little tipsy when we left. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like Sunday, I felt like I was hit by a truck.
Truck. Yeah,
like, what
literally.
Are you guys? What are you guys on?
We're on different journeys, I think, because we hit it hard. We hit it early. Some people like took their time.
Yeah,
they
well,
staggered
I feel good about that, though, because now it's like one glass of wine. I'm good.
Yeah.
Good night.
Exactly. I'll go to bed
later. They're like, Savannah, it's 5:30. I'm like, and what about it? That's 4 extra hours of sleep, bitch.
Well, honestly, it's like a supernova. We blew and we went and now
like a dying star. We fade into ash. No, and I mean, I did take into account that the people I was drinking with were men that were about, one is 10 years older than me and one is 20 years older than me. So like that probably has something to do with it. However, like for the amount that I really drank, I should not have been down the way I was. I really cannot party the way I used to.
Same. Honestly, same.
And that's on getting older, baby.
And
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And, you know, you're turning what? Seven? Seven? Wow.
I'm going to be seven.
And I want to formally apologize and take it back.
Yeah. Say it on the record. Say it.
Watchers and listeners of the Savin Sean Show.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Attention patrons of the Velvet Underground. No. Watchers and listeners of the Savin Sean Show. I, Sean Duncan, of my own free will and volition, have chosen to make a statement here today. Savannah Peterson, my dear friend. Confidant, collaborator, and business partner, I hereby today, February 29th, 2024, do hereby formally apologize for telling you, please, I have a family, for telling you, no, I don't, for telling you that you looked terrible for seven. You, in fact, look great at any age, probably. Up until now, at this point, you look great. I'm going off script. And I love the tie-in for the purple with the eyeshadow because we were talking about Barney all day and it just seems thematic. We love to see it. My apology has literally flown away.
And that's how I feel about that. And someone's going to pick it up. I swear to God, if someone picks it up and walks it over, I'm going to crumble it and throw it over his head.
I just really, really want to point out that Taylor Swift has an album coming out that was announced at the Grammys. And it's Tortured Poet Society. And
I am a tortured poet, mama.
We are card-carrying members.
I didn't know she was writing an album about me. I'm flattered. Taylor, thank you.
Thank you, girly.
Thanks, mama.
Well, if you like what you just heard, please feel free to rate, review, and subscribe to our show.
RRS, son.
If you'd like to follow me personally on Instagram, you can at @Anthony_clams. If you would like to follow our show, you can do so at @the_Sav_and_Sean_show. Just about anywhere. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. It's all there.
It's all there in the interwebs, baby.
Also in the description, which I don't think I usually mention, but it's in the description below as well.
I didn't know our subscribers could read. That's crazy.
I'm actually illiterate, so good for you.
Wow.
Savannah, where can they find you?
Well, if you want to send me some a birthday tip, my Cash App. I'm just kidding.
Not the Cash
I'm just kidding.
App.
I hate when people do that. I'm sorry.
It's a lot.
I know. I know. Yeah. I'm not going to do it. But if you wanted to, but I'm not going to do it. But like if you wanted to,
it's like it's one of those where it's like I don't no that's your food, I don't need to have a bite.
No, please, you don't have to. But like I mean if you don't want it, if you have like an extra 10 you're like not gonna use, like I'll take it for my, in the spirit of my birthday that only comes every 4 years, like because you feel sorry for me, so like you want to make up for it.
Not the pity.
Yeah, so like my Cash App is my Venmo.
But you can find me on TikTok at Savannah Peterson or on Instagram at Savannah_Peterson. You can also visit my website, SavannahPeterson.com. That has more stuff about me and my shows and my portfolio. And I don't know. It needs an update. I haven't had time. I'm so busy. I'm so busy. But I also
you get an extra day.
I did want to shout out. We have a show opening in a few weeks. Next weekend. Yeah, we open the 7th. Is that next week? I think. Yeah, I can't do math. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's not 31 days in this one.
Yeah. So next week we are opening a new original musical, Belladonna, the musical by Diana Rodriguez and Angel Party and myself. It is an original musical about Julia Tofana, the world's most infamous black market poison dealer in 17th century Italy. We're bringing awareness to women's like domestic violence through the story and stuff like that, because it is based on a true story and historical events and people. But I wrote the music for it, and it's an original musical, and it opens on the 7th in Orlando. You can get tickets at OrlandoFamilyStage.com.
Do it.
But yeah, I just want to shout that out because that's why I'm so busy.
We've been working really hard, and it's going to be really, really great. And show this girl some support for her birthday, because that girl is poison. Okay. Well, thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you guys next time.
Happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday. Children are crying and people are dying, but happy birthday. Thank you.
I want to let you know I'm here for you.
That's the opening. Yeah. I just want that. Yeah. No music, no nothing. Yeah,
just that.
I was trying to do it deadpan. I tried so hard.
Okay, goodbye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.